Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to talk about PR or public relations. Now, if you're a small business and you're doing your own marketing, PR basically means getting yourself some free advertising. Hey guys, my name is Michael Peterson. Welcome to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. Together, we're going to look at ways to market your business online and beyond, attracting new customers and, of course, retaining the loyal ones. Marketing your business isn't difficult, but it does require learning a few basics. Can you do this alone? Yeah, sure. But honestly, why not do this together? To find out more about me, visit distinctmedia.ca. Well, you may or may not know this about me, but I do multiple other podcasts. One of them is called Insiders Podcast. Essentially, I talk to people about what they do and I get their stories. It's Insiders Podcast, real people, unreal conversations. One of the interviews that I did a while back was with a guy named Corey Hershue. Now, Corey is a professional in public relations. He has a company called Rainmaker Agency.
I was dubbed the Rainmaker by a few clients because they said you always have this way of squeezing juice from a turnip. You just have this ability to do that. You're the Rainmaker.
And we talked a bit about how Corey navigates PR in the world of legal cannabis. Now, think about it. In Canada, anyway, federally, cannabis is legal, but it's very, very restrictive. And there are things that you just cannot do when it comes to advertising. So people like Corey represent large legal companies and try to help them find ways in which to market themselves. So this podcast will actually feature some of the clips and some of the thoughts that Corey had from that prior interview. But if you want to hear the whole thing, you can do that. Just Google Insiders Podcast and Corey Hershue or Rainmaker Agency, and you can do that. So PR, your own PR, public relations, it puts you on the map and it doesn't have to cost you money. And that's what's cool about it. Not everything has to be paid advertising all the time or even advertising in general. When you create your own PR, you brand yourself to your community. You get people to know who you are. It's an alternative way of getting in front of people without just posting ads all the time. If you've listened to previous podcasts, you know I said you have to do a self-audit before you begin. Corey talks a little bit here about having an elevator pitch.
I feel like people are overthinking the narrative. I think that if a brand can define an X factor and stand for something, then that narrative can help them define who they are in the industry and propel them forward.
And like I said, you can pay for ads. You can post pictures and pay for them to jump into people's feeds on social media. You can make organic ads, which are free, and they require a bit more work, but they can also be effective. However, when you do PR, you're not just making ads. You're creating news. You're putting yourself on the map.
If there's no news, what's PR doing? And what they're not realizing is the role of PR is to create the news.
Yeah, good call.
Period, full stop. We're being hired to create narratives for them, not wait for them to give us narratives to run with.
Now, Corey is hired PR. He's a hired gun, you could say. But if you're doing it for yourself, like most of us do, you have to start by creating your own narrative. Don't wait for someone else to give you ideas. And remember the KISS method I always talk about? It's no small thing. It's really important. Here's Corey's take on that as well.
People need things simplified.
Okay.
We live in a world of LTE and fast. So if you can't explain to a five-year-old what you do, how the hell are you going to sell what you are to your next-door neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
So by defining an X factor, it says this is how we stand apart. And somebody either resonates with it or they don't, but at least you've explained what you do. So if you look at brands that have stood out above the crowd, because they've defined who they are to the industry.
And what about your mission statement? Do you have one? Do you know yourself? Can you define what you are and your purpose of your business with ease? Here's an example, a real life example from my life of a terrible example of how to brand yourself. In a city I used to live in, I won't say the name of the business, they had a meet, knit, in video business. I'll say that again just because it's so crazy. They sold meat, so they're a butcher. They sold knit products, so they created textiles. And they also sold videos under one roof. So here's a question for you. What are they? I'm not actually sure. I would drive by and I would see that sign every time and I would have a laugh. I wouldn't go there for any of those things. Even if I wanted meat, I'm not going to go to a butcher that also sells knit products and video. Do you know what I mean?
You have to be ready with a mission statement immediately. You never know who you're going to bump into on a flight, in an elevator, or in an Uber, or like at a coffee shop. And if you don't know your business well enough to tell them in 30 seconds or less who you are and what you do, you don't know your company well enough.
Do you have any idea who your competition is and how they might be taking business away from you?
I can't operate without knowing what my counterpart, the competition, is doing. Mm-hmm. So it's all these stepping stones.
You want to make your own PR, right? You want to get on the map, right? I'll give you a couple of examples of good ways to do it. In a city that I used to live in, there was something called the 100 Men That Give a Damn. And you would find some local small businesses who would always make sure that they donated on behalf of their business name. And then when the article was printed saying, great, these 100 men donated cash for a good cause, the newspapers and the media coverage would generally mention the companies who were also involved. And if it meant maybe giving a little bit more to the organization or supporting them by getting sound equipment or donating a door prize under the name of your business, it's great for PR. And even if a newspaper doesn't cover it, all 100 men that are there get to hear about your business. How about donating food to the local food bank or donating a bike to the underprivileged? It's no big deal. In fact, it's a really nice thing to do and it gets you some press. How about just highlighting the great things that your staff are doing and why it's important? Maybe you have a waitress who just graduated from university. Make a post about that. Or you could join a local business association and become a spokesperson on behalf of that association. This way, everybody involved and everybody reading about that organization get to hear about your business name too. So there's lots of great ways to create your own press. And by doing it, you're making ads and content that say more than just 10% off ice cream. Not very exciting, because everyone does that. Remember that creating PR for yourself creates culture, it creates awareness, and it also creates loyalty, because people get to see the good things that you're doing in the community. I hope that helped. For more content or to learn different ways to market your small business, check out my website, distinctmedia.ca, and click on DIY Marketing. Thanks so much. Hey, thanks for listening to the Small Business Marketing Podcast. To hear all of our episodes and to keep up to speed with small business marketing, please make sure that you hit subscribe to this podcast. And to reach me directly, just email michael@distinctmedia.ca or follow me on social media @_distinctmedia. And finally, if you're struggling with this online marketing stuff and you just need more help, there's plenty of resources on my website, distinctmedia.ca. Cheers.